Good morning and welcome to the Palm Coast Code Enforcement Board for Wednesday, June 1st, 2016. We will call the meeting to order, and I'd like you to make sure you have your cell phones off so they do not disturb the meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. Brennan?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
And do I hear a motion to approve the meeting minutes for May 4th, 2016?
Make a motion. We accept the minutes as stated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Or is there any disclosure of ex parte communications? All of those I'll be speaking today, please stand and be sworn in along with staff.
You think you might? Go ahead. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Our first case this morning will be AI 44. Case number 2015110124, request for reduction. The City of Palm Coast versus Yaroslav Chagayev.
Yes.
51 Pine Circle Drive. That was much easier. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked. Good morning, sir.
Morning. For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the City's Composite 1, proving proper service, and a copy of the original board order, along with photos. The original code board order was signed on the 7th of March, 2014, on this property and property owner. This case was heard on the 9th of March, 2016. The order was signed on the 17th of March, 2016. The order stated that the property was in repeat violation from the 3rd of November 2015 through the 4th of November 2015. The property came into compliance on the 4th of November 2015, a total of one day in violation at $100 a day for a total of $100 as a first repeat. The property is in compliance, has remained in compliance since the last code hearing. The property owner or agent would like to address the board and request a reduction in the fine for the aforementioned code case.
And is there somebody here to speak on this case? Please come forward, state your name and your address, please.
Ella Chigeva, 51 Pine Circle Drive, from Astoria 3164. The car, actually, this car was for a guy who was working on our property, was installing tile. It's not our car, it's the guy who was working on the property. I wasn't home this day, and that is my violation.
Whose car is that? Whose truck is that?
You should make a better picture. There is a sign with a company address and phone number on the back of the car. So you should take a picture of the sign. The guy who was working on the property.
Okay. You're asking for a reduction in a fine that we've already...
I don't understand what the fine for. What is my violation? It's not my car. It's the guy who was working on the property.
Okay. Is it your property, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. That's all we need to know. Are there any more questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case is AI 18. Case number 201602806, the City of Palm Coast versus Alexander E. Smith, 14 Rykoff Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-114A, rubbish, trash, and garbage.
Just give me a brief second.
Good morning.
Good morning. The respondents are present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. Met into evidence city composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. Back to the case as follows. Current warning notice was written on February 24th, 2016, giving 3 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck was done on 4-6-2016, and it was still in violation. Another recheck was done on 5-2-2016 and it was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted yesterday and a violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on his property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. No fine, standing order, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Alexander E. Smith present?
Yes, sir.
Come forward, please. State your name and your address.
Alexander Smith, 14 Rykoff Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay, and what do you have to say, sir?
Well, I understand it was in violation. I was moving some stuff around, and it took me a little longer to get some stuff out of the yard because I had to borrow a certain friend's truck to be able to pull something out of the yard. And there was a scheduling conflict for that.
Is this property in compliance?
It is now, but it took almost 3 months to get it into compliance. And it only got cleaned up when I posted the notice of hearing.
Well, actually, there were other things
being
done.
The only thing was moved was the washing machine.
Were there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. All right. Thank you, sir. Our next case will be AI 54. The case number 201601090908, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Renato A. and Manuel Alfonso, 13 Rybark Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
Manuel Alfonso, 13 Rybark Lane.
Wait. One moment, sir.
One moment. Code officer
Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. Entering to evidence city composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the condition and date as time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 16th day of September 2011, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 11th day of October 2012, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 19th day of November 2013, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 24th day of January 2016, given 1 day to comply. It was reinspected on the 25th day of January 2016, and it was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Property came into compliance on February 4th, 2016. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should oppose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative costs.
All right, sir. Are you Mr. Alfonso?
Yes.
You'll state your name and your address, please.
Manuel Alfonso, 13 Rybark Lane.
Okay, and what do you have to say, sir?
Sir, I'm into lawn care business, and my office is in my residence, so there are times that I have to work on my equipment to cut costs. And I know the rules, but there are times when it's beyond my control that I cannot run the trailer for safety reasons, but I move it as soon as I get to fix it.
Okay. Have you read what the city code is, sir, on this particular type of vehicle?
Yes, sir.
And it states in there that there are to be no trailers. Doesn't say when circumstances arise, there to be no trailers parked in a residential district. Did you read that part?
No, sir.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right. The city recommended a no fine order, sir, with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next case would be AI 22. It's case number 201603135, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Dale H. Thompson, 18 Federal Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Code enforcement. Who's this?
The respondent is present. Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm in internet evidence as the city's composite, providing proper service along with numerous photographs. Photographs taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 22nd day of January 2013, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 7th day of April 2014, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 8th day of July 2014, a notice was issued and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 23rd day of March 2015, a notice was issued and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 1st day of April 2016, giving one day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of May 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, an administrative cost of $53.50.
Dale H. Thompson, present. State your name and your address.
Good morning. My name is Dale H. Thompson Session, and my address is 27 Fortune Lane, Palm Coast, Florida. This resident is 18 Federal Lane, I used to reside there. I no longer live there. It's rented. I have some questions in regards to the citations. There were times that, I mean, even with the, this picture seemed to be the worst, but there were times that a citation was given, and to me, it wasn't justified as far as overgrown weeds. The thing about it is there's some neighbors in that area that they have dogs, and since I approach them about not picking up the poop, they call code enforcement, and every time code enforcement come out, they give a citation. My concern is, can the code enforcement do the job without the people influencing him? You know, giving influence? Because, I mean, if you see the pictures, I mean, I live in Palm Coast. I've been here for 28 years. I mean, and if y'all could look at the records, I have a lawn guy that takes care of it now, you know, before, you know, moving, because I'm disabled. But to me, some of this stuff is not justified. I mean, I really don't know. So I'd like to get some clarity on what y'all consider overgrown weeds. If this is what's considered overgrown weeds, then you need to look at the other pictures and see if it all the same, because it does not add up to me. And I'm here to get whatever advice, whatever y'all, you know, whatever, I'm willing to do what I need to do to correct this so I don't have this repeat thing going on. Based on photos and all of that stuff, I'm really here to what I need to.
You're saying this is a rental property?
Yes, sir.
Is it a rental, is it registered as a rental property?
I can check for you in a second.
While we're waiting, any of the board members have any further questions?
Did I understand you to say you now have a lawn service?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't have any repeats then?
No, sir.
And he's coming right at least.
Look at the dates that I like in, what's that? I can't see. 2013, 2016, 2014.
Oh, the property is not registered.
No.
The property isn't registered.
Okay, that's a violation.
It's so interest.
It's a violation. Your house is in violation. And if it is a rental house and it's not registered, you're in violation of the city codes.
It would be. It would be addressed.
Where I live is res. You know, the taxes is different. I don't pay. The taxes over there is different than.
All rental property in the city of Palm Coast has to be registered with the rental registration program.
Through the tax office, right?
No, with the city.
Oh, I did that to the tax office.
No, that's with the city.
Oh, that's right, that's, I don't know.
But that's another
That's
issue.
Going to be a different... Thing? That'll end up being a different case, ma'am. We want to discuss the lawn, but I did want to check to see if that was a resident that has been registered with the city of Palm Coast. It has not been. My recommendation is I would take care of it today, if anything.
Okay.
If there's any further questions from the board members...
When did you move out and the tenants move in? How long did you live in that house and when did you move out?
I was through my divorce. Oh, it's been a while. And then my brother was staying there for a while, which he wasn't renting. You know, he was just, you know, through his process. And then you guys, we have to look to see what dates. I don't know off the top of my head. I did it through the, you know, where you do your taxes? Where they do the,
What is it? The registration, rental property registration takes care with the city of Palm Coast. It's not paid through your taxes. It's something you have to see the city of Palm Coast about and take care of.
Oh,
it's only $5 to register, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
but
correct.
It needs to be registered.
Where do you do that?
Let's not go into that right now.
We'll talk about it after.
Any further questions in reference to the weeds and overgrowth, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order. Administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, Mayor. Our next case is AI 10. This case number 201603-0725. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Igor and Yajenia Chigova, 7 Pointer Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. I am Code Enforcement Officer Shelley, the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering in evidence, city's composite proving proper service along with numerous photographs that depict conditions and data vindicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the second day of February 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th day of August 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 17th of March 2016. Give me one day to comply. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 22nd day of March 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on the property owner. Based upon my testimony, evidence submitted to the case, the city requests that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, an administrative fee of $5,350.
And are you here to represent the property owners?
Yes, sir.
Are you the property owner?
No, sir.
Okay. State your name and the address, please.
Shannon Guffey, 7 Pointer Place, Palm Coast, Florida. The first picture with the trailer, I didn't move into the residence until April of 2015, and that was taken in February of 2015. The vehicles, which are mine, and that's where our water hose hooks up to, and that's where I clean my car out and wash my vehicle. So.
Okay, and what is your relationship to the owner?
None. I just.
Are you a tenant?
Tenant, yes, sir.
Okay. Can we go back to the picture? I'm sorry, Mr. Mendez, go ahead. I saw a
police sheriff's car.
Looked like a law enforcement vehicle parked there.
It is mine.
You're a deputy?
I'm a PSA for St. John's County.
The Flagler County?
No, St. John's.
St. John's.
Point. Registered.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. Thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor? All in favor?
Huh?
Do you want an all in favor?
I'm going to vote.
You want to call for the vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, thank you. Well, somebody's watching up. Our next case is AI 4. Case number 20160-31192, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Deborah L. and Edward J. Walsh, 7 Bunker Knolls Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents, the property owners, aren't present, but the tenants are. I am Code Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering to evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs taken that depict the conditions, depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 9th day of July 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 24th day of March 2016, giving 1 hour to comply. We inspected on the 24th day of March 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedure followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 25th day of March 2016 and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice for the same violation on this property and the property owner. Based upon the testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: a motion B, no finding, standing order, because it is recurring, plus a $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Is Deborah L. or Edward J. Walsh here?
I believe they're not.
Tenant here.
Tenant's here.
Tenant?
Tenant.
State your name and your address, sir.
Simeon Descent, 78 Bunker Knolls Lane, Palm Coast, Florida, 32137. The first violation, I stopped there for a couple of days. I didn't know there was a rule about it, but the second time, I just got home and I stopped there to clean out the truck. So I was about to leave to move it, then I think I left the house for a couple hours and when I came back, I saw the paper. And I moved it the same day.
Presently, the violation has been corrected?
Correct.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. All right, thank you, sir. Our next one is AI 49. Case number 20160-30603, it's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Isidore and Margarita Boskobinik, 22 Post Oak Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with numerous photos. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts to the case are as follows. On the 13th day of September 2011, a notice was issued and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of May 2012, a notice was written and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 11th day of March 2016, giving 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 14th day of March 2016 and a violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Isidore Margarita Boskobinik
My name is Anna Rosenko. I'm with Everest Realty. We're the property management company for this property. The owners are out of state, so they can
make... And your name and company name?
Anna Rosenko, Everest Realty.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to it?
All I can say that those three violations were done by different tenants.
Has this problem been corrected?
Yeah, it seems so, yes.
Yeah, it appears there's two different trucks involved, the red one and then the white one. So there are two different tenants, each truck driver's
each over the road. Each on 2012, 2011, and 2014, there were different tenants in different leases. So they're completely different people doing the same violation.
So that, but they, through your company, they know what the codes are then, and it's illegal. Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, thank you, ma'am. Our next case is AI 53. Case number 2016-010988, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus William E. III and Melissa D. Bickford. 104 Beacon Mill Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is present. Court Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the condition and date as time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 7th day of February 2013, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 11th day of March 2013, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. A current notice of violation was issued on 26th day of January 2016, given one day to comply. Reinspection was done on the 27th day of January 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Property came into compliance on March 22nd, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony having been submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative costs.
Is William E. or Melissa Bickford present?
Yes, sir.
Can I state your name and address, sir?
William E. Bickford.
Your address?
104 Beacon Mill.
And what do you have to say, sir?
I have really no excuse. I mean, I use my trailer every once in a while. There's a restaurant table in there. I was in the process of moving some restaurant equipment, and not 100% sure. I guess I left it out there too long. I do use the trailer frequently. I clean ovens in the middle of the night. So there's no excuse. I was tired. I fell asleep, and I left the trailer out there too long. I didn't put it away. I should have put it away, and I apologize for it. I just work around the clock. I work odd hours, and you know, when I clean ovens in the middle of the night, when everyone else is sleeping, I usually do it like midnight to 6 a.m. or all night long. When normal people are sleeping, I'm usually up and fixing things in a restaurant and whatnot. When restaurants are closed, I go in and clean them up and fix what needs to be repaired, things that you can't do during normal operating hours. I do apologize. I left the trailer out there. I'm definitely in the wrong. I just didn't know that. I didn't know how long are you allowed to, and when you're using a trailer, that's parked there. That's probably there for a couple of days now. That picture right there, that was a while ago. So I think it was nasty weather, and I just didn't go out and move it. I was tired. I was running around the clock. So, what are the rules to when you're using a trailer and it's Say it's hooked up to your vehicle.
You can't have a trailer parked in a residential district within the city of Palm Coast.
At all, ever.
Correct. You detach that from your vehicle, it's parked.
Okay.
If it's on the back of your vehicle and you're stopped for lunch,
that's not stopping for lunch.
I don't believe we would be in this issue, but
No, sir, that's not stopping for lunch. That's overnight.
Yeah, I do want to emphasize, this is a recurring case. Once we make a motion, it will become a repeat case.
Yes, sir.
And that's when the fines get to be extreme.
Yes, sir.
At this point, the city's making a recommendation of a no-fine order, so they're being very lenient.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the board members?
I have one. Where do you keep the trailer when you're not using it?
In the garage.
In the garage, okay.
Well, there in the drive. It's only in temporary use. It's not like I don't leave it out there permanently.
I saw a picture of the trailer in the backyard, and I just wanted to make sure that you don't think that you can put it back there. You can't.
You cannot.
No, you cannot.
It has to be in a garage.
In the garage would be fine.
Or in use or in the garage.
Or an off-site parking area.
Yeah.
Are you stored?
I'm sorry?
An off-site parking area.
Yes, sir.
Rental.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
Our next case is AI-3. Number 2016-040187. It's a repeat case. City of Palm Coast versus Diana L. Bardaroka.
It's Dina Bardaroka.
23 Blair Castle Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
Good morning. Code Enforcement Officer Segal for City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent is present. I am entering an evidence seized composite, one proving proper service along with numerous photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 8th of October 2012. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 3rd of April 2016, given 0 days to comply. The respondent was a repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of April 3rd, 2016 to April 4th, 2016. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th of April 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Comply repeat violation motion D, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, plus administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
And Diana L.,
Dina.
Come forward, please. State your name and your address.
Dina Lynn Bataracco, 23 Blair Castle Drive, Palm Coast, Florida, 32137.
And has this been corrected now? Is the problem corrected?
Yes, sir. I had company, not for anything, but if you look at my driveway, you see that I can only fit two cars in it. I had a party at my house. I had about 15 people. I used what I had to use. I used my neighbor's driveways to help with the car situation, and I used the side of the grass. As you see, the side of the grass, it doesn't have divots. I don't do it all the time. The last problem that you had with me is with 2012, so it's been 4 years. But I'm not going to lie to you. I have company. We all do, and I'm sorry. I can't afford a big house or a big driveway, so I do what I can, and I borrow driveways from neighbors, but I ran out of space. That's the bottom line. I ran out of space. I had too many people there.
Who does that car belong to? That's
my boyfriend.
Parked on the grass.
My boyfriend. He had spent the night, so I told him this. I told him to park his car inside so his car could get blocked in because I had everybody else that was moving in and out, and it would just have been a shuffle. So I was like, pull your car over there. And I had another car behind him, too. I'm not going to lie to you. I have no reason to lie. But I had literally, I had 12 cars that day, in and out, and I don't have enough parking. I need a bigger parking lot. Can you help me?
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation on a repeat violation of $100 per day for one day, total $100, and administrative costs in the amount of $69.50. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered. All right, thank you, ma'am.
So this is a $170 fine?
Yes.
Speak to the code enforcement officer behind me, and he can fill you in on that. Our next case is AI 19. Case number 2016-030417, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Donald and Marie E. Corcoran. 9 Farriston Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 28th day of October 2013, notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 25th day of March 2014, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 21st day of May 2014, notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 21st day of January 2015, the notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice was issued on the 8th day of March 2016, given one day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of May 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the 5th notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Is Mr. Corcoran present?
Yes.
State your name and your address, sir.
Don Corcoran, 9 Farriston Place, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay, and what do you have to say in reference to this violation, sir?
Nothing other than my grandkids and my stepson. My wife and I have been going through some medical issues, so we're in and out of the house, going to the hospital, back and forth, so they didn't want to block in the car that's in the garage. I mean, the one picture shown where 2 tires were on the grass. I mean, really? I mean, I'm not trying to be a smartass, but I mean, 2 tires on the grass, and then he gave me a citation on my garage door because the tires were on the grass. I mean, I realize you're not supposed to park on the lawn. I respect that. But 6 inches of tire on the grass and get a notice for it. I mean, I think that's kind of crazy.
About the other 5 violations.
No, I agree. I'm not saying that.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered.
All right, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Our next case will be AI 13. Case number is 2016-030804, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Marie W. Moyes, 12 Potter's Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 18-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
The respondents are present. I am Code Enforcement Officer Shelley, City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city's composite proving proper service along with numerous photographs taken that depict the conditions and the dates indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 27th day of April 2011, a notice was issued upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 9th day of September 2011, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 8th day of March 2012, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th day of June 2012, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 6th day of December 2013, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 23rd day of March 2016, giving 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 29th day of March 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the 6th notice given for the same violation on this property, property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, an administrative cost of $5,350.
Mr. and Mrs. Moise, or sorry, Marie Moise here. State your name and your address, please.
My name is Jean Moise, 12 Battle Lane from Coast, Florida.
And what do you have to say in reference to this?
I have a question for the officer. I just want to know, anytime the officer issue the citation, if he's on judgment, or if somebody call to come to give the citation.
There could be numerous situations where we may have an anonymous caller call in that you have overgrowth, or it could be at our discretion.
Why I say that, because I realize that there is a neighbor, anytime the neighbor cut his grass, by the next day, the officer passed. You understand that? That means that's something I can, last time the officer issued the citation, If you look at the last one, only in the canal, there is a weed grow, a little bit grow. Before that, I cut the grass twice between the last one and the previous one. And then the officer still giving me the citation. I don't know what to do, but I realized that anytime that the neighbor cut this grass, by the next day the officer passed. There is no way. If it's somebody calling, then you have the intent. When the people call, you already have the intent. Therefore, you cannot make the judgment.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order, an administrative cost in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 50. Case number 2016-030352. City of Palm Coast versus Terry A. Robinson, 28 Ballinger Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H. Unlicensed vehicle.
For the record, respondents present, I guess. Okay. Could also Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. Mentor to evidence city composite one proving proper service, along with photographs that depict the condition and the time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 9th day of March 2016, given 5 days to comply. It was reinspected on the 15th day of March 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Property came into compliance on April 11th, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for this same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, The city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order. Plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Is Terry Robinson here? Is there a tenant from that address here? Could you come up and state your name?
He'll need to be sworn in.
You sworn in?
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name, please?
Yes, my name is Kathleen Hodgins Marrier, and we live across the street at 29 Ballinger Lane, and I have called a number of times code enforcement because initially, I don't know if you can see or not, but in front of this vehicle is also a truck. And it's in as bad condition as the car is. The car is not painted. The car is, as you can see, it looks like it just has rubber compound or something on it. The windows, you can't see in the car or out of the car. I don't know. I've never been on their property, so I can't really tell what was wrong with the truck back there. But you know, the thing that really, you know, we have a nice home, we try and keep it up, and then these people move in, and this is what we're forced to deal with, okay. Is having you're, to look at those vehicles.
Okay, you're the complaint.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I am. But.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen on the board, do I hear a motion?
A question. It states that this is an unlicensed vehicle, but this looks like it's in compliance as far as
it's
go.
No, yeah.
It's out of date.
It was unlicensed. They are licensed. Both vehicles are licensed now. I believe there's another active case regarding these vehicles. You know, there's another case coming, not today, but another time.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. Let's go to AI-5, case number 20160-31190, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Edner and Karen Jean-Louis, 24 Longfellow Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proof improper service, along with numerous photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 22nd day of July 2013, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 31st day of July 2015, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 24th day of March 2016, giving 1 hour to comply, reinspected on the 24th day of March 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 25th day of March 2016, and the violation had been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no finding standing order. This is for recurring plus a $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-7, case number 20160-30659, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Cassandra Wachowski, 75 Karras Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. Code Officer Fitzgerald for the City of Palm Coast. The record of respondents are not present.
I'm entering into evidence the city's composite for improper service, along with numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 8th day of August 2015. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice violation was written on the 15th of March 2016, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of March 15th and March 16th of 2016 for 2 days. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of May 2016, and a violation has been corrected. This is a one-time repeat. Based upon the testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Complied repeat violation motion D, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 2 days in violation for a total of $100, plus administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 8, case number 2015-110-839, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jacob Bissonette, 12 Seaflower Path, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, no permit for hot water heater, expired.
Code Officer Fitzgerald for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite for improper service, a copy of the original board order, along with photographs. This case was heard on the 9th of March, 2016. The order was signed on March 17, 2016, giving 5 days to come into compliance for a fine of $50 per day until property comes into compliance. The property is now still in violation. The property was in violation from March 22, 2016 to May 31st. A total of 71 days at $50 a day for a total fine of $3,550. Based on the testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey motion G, still in violation. The fine to continue until property is in compliance, plus administrative costs in the sum of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is there a reason why there's been no extension or a reason why they have not brought this water heater into compliance?
I spoke to the contractor company. They have, the contracting company has tried to, they already got one extension. They tried to contact the owner to allow the inspector building department in. They have not received any phone calls back. They sent certified letters. Apparently, this is an ongoing problem with this homeowner. So the building has released a contractor from their responsibility, and now it falls back on the owner. And I've had no contact with the owner. That number is for them is disconnected, is out of service. I don't have any understanding what's going on there.
Is this property actually occupied?
At present, as far as I know, yes.
Is it rental?
No.
So the owner is there?
As far as I know. I mean, he can come and go. I don't know what the, you know, full-time status of the... But he just got a new air conditioning put in. Apparently, there might be problems with that contractor as well. And he, if you look at the permit, he's done this several times with the roof. He's done it with air conditioning. He's done it with a hot water heater. I don't know what the situation is there.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 9, case number 2016-030109. A repeat case, the City of Palm Coast versus Christy Duncan, 13 Zephyr Lily Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
Code Officer Fitzgerald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city's composite for improper service, along with numerous photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the dates and times indicated. Facts of the case as follows. Also, the respondents are not present. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 4th day of June 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 2nd day of March 2016, given 0 days to comply. Respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of 3-2-2016 and also on 3-8-2016, equaling 2 days in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of May, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third repeat for this violation. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following comply repeat violation motion D, requesting a fine of $250 a day for 2 days in violation for a total of $500, plus administrative cost of $70.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 11, case number 20150901. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Gerardo A. Aguilar, 58 Postview Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondents are not present, and there's going to be two cases, and the wording is going to be identical. Code Enforcement Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service, and a copy of original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 9th of March, 2016. The order was signed on the 17th of March, 2016, given 3 days to come into compliance or a fine of $50 per day until property comes into compliance. The property is now still in violation. The property was in violation from March 23rd to May 31st for a total of 70 days at $50 a day for a total of a fine of $3,500 per case. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation. Fine to still continue until property is in compliance, plus an administrative cost of the sum of $69.50 to the city per case.
Are there any questions from the board members?
So what the city is recommending is a fine of $3,500 for both AI 11 and 12?
For each case, yes, sir.
Each case.
Then you would want to do two motions, so this is just for the AI 11.
Okay, if the city is recommending the same for both cases?
That's correct.
Ladies and gentlemen on board, do I hear a motion for case number 20150903/05?
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation on the second case. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Did we take a vote on the first
case? No, you did not.
Okay. On the first case, do I hear a motion to accept the city's recommendation?
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation on the first case. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. The next case would be AI 21, case number 20160-31191, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus York G. and Phyllis Halyard, 19 Fayette Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entered into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 13th day of October 2015, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the case violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 6th day of March 2016, notice was issued, and upon reinspection, violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 24th day of March 2016, giving one day to comply. A recheck of the property was conducted on before code board on the 31st day of May 2016. The violation has been corrected. It's third notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring. Administrative costs of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
A motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Let's take a 10-minute break. Come back, let's say, at about 11:17. Our next case is we'll return to the Code Enforcement Board meeting for June 1st, 2016. Our next case will be AI 23, case number 2016-031095. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Bruce E. and Carla M. Safram, Life Estate, 49 Fellowship Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entered into evidence the city's composite providing proper service, along with numerous photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 23rd day of September 2014, notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 15th day of December 2014, notice was issued. Upon reinspection, violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice was issued on the 22nd day of March 2016, giving one day to comply. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of May 2016. The violation has been corrected. It's the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 24, case number 2016-030992, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus PID Group, LLC, 36 Florida Park Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D, parking of a trailer in a residential district. That is section 44-34D2, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich, the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence of the city's composite one, providing proper service along with numerous photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th day of October 2015. This violation was corrected. A repeat notice of violation was written on the 21st day of March 2016, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of March 22nd, 2016 to March 23rd, 2016. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of May 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Compile repeat violation motion D, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 2 days in violation for a total of $200, and administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 27, case number 2016-020556. The City of Palm Coast versus Quen Cheng Jai and Feng Lai Sun. 20 Classic Court, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76. Nuisance, dock missing a piling.
Good morning. Court Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering evidence of composite one, proving proper service along with photos. Show the conditions and date indicated. The facts of the case as follows. Current warrant notice was written on the 17th day of February 2016, giving 10 days to comply. re-inspected on the 29th day of February 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 31st day of May 2016, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property and property owner. Based upon testament evidence in this case, the city questioning board imposed the following. Motion C, fine violation order recommend giving 5 days to comply or fine of $50 per day plus $69 in administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is it $50 a day times how many days?
It's starting in 5 days.
Oh, it'll start in 5 days.
5 days or the fine of $50 per day.
Has there been any response from the owner as far as the condition of...
I issued two warnings that day. One was for the dock and one was for a screen enclosure. Had missing panels. They fixed the screen enclosure, but haven't touched the dock.
That's a real safety hazard there.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, it seems to be holding up.
The back is falling down.
Which is why I gave 5 days. I left my business card on the door yesterday. After we posted the house, I went back and gave my business card yesterday with a note, please call. But I haven't heard anything yet.
Obviously, he doesn't have a boat.
No.
Are there any further questions?
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 30, case number 20160204, City of Palm Coast versus Christine J. Carlson, 14 Ferguson Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, trailer improperly parked.
Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondents are not present. I'm entering evidence series composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that show the condition date indicated. The facts of the case as follows. Current warning notice is written on the 23rd day of February 2016, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspected on the 25th day of February 2016, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedure to follow this in all cases. The property is rechecked on a weekly basis since the notice was written. By visual across from the canal and from next door with the complainant. Recheck of the property for code board on the 31st day of May 2016, and the violation has not been corrected. The trailer has been moved from that location to around behind the house. This is the first notice given for the violation of property or property owner. Based upon testament evidence in this case, the board is requesting the board to pose the following. Motion C, fine violation order recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus $69 in administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This is obviously for a good-sized boat by the outside.
They have a decent boat on the lift. They also have about a 12-foot rigid inflatable boat down behind the house, which a lot of people have. I didn't care about that, but the trailer itself is driving the neighbors nuts, and the complainant across the canal is tired of seeing it.
He hasn't commented about it, then. The owner hasn't commented about it?
I'm sorry, sir?
The owner has not commented about it?
Not about that, no. It's a rental.
Oh.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
A motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 31, case number 20160104. City of Palm Coast versus John F. Sedleski, Jr. and Nicole F. Cassaro. 79 Florida Park Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1. No permit for a fence.
For the record, response not present. Code Officer Michael Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering evidence of the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that show the conditions on the date and times indicated and the facts of the case are as follows. On the 18th day of September 2014, a notice was written on reinspection. That violation was corrected and that case was closed. Current notice was written on the 27th day of January 2016, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspection on the 8th day of February 2016, and the property is not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures are followed in this and all cases, and the property is checked on a weekly basis since the notice was written. Recheck of the property was conducted yesterday on the 31st day of May 2016, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. And based upon testimony of Evan Smith's case, the city requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, recommending giving 5 days to comply, or a fine of $50 per day and $69 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Does the owner know that they have to have a permit for a fence? I mean, it's been going on for a couple of years.
Well, you can see they upgraded from what they had. After the warning notice was written, that's what it looked like when I wrote the warning notice. And since it was written, they upgraded to this. That, which is a new fence. So they're aware of it. I also, same thing, I left my business card, asked them to please call, and nothing.
Are there any further questions? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Our next case is AI 34, case number 20160302 78, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Robert and Tara Turner, 22 September Place. Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, unlicensed vehicle.
The respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence that the city's composite for proving proper service along with numerous photos taken and depicted the conditions in the date and time indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 12th day of January 2015, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 23rd day of March 2015, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 29th day of October 2015, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 4th day of March 2016 and given 1 day to comply. Reinspection on the 11th day of March 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. I indicated the facts of the case were as followed. On the 16th day of September 2014, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 2nd day of March 2016, given 7 days to comply, and a reinspection on the 11th day of March 2016, and the property was not in compliance. I checked the property on 3/16/2016.